What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it's Throwback Thursday today.
Yeah, you're right.
And our throwback year is 1977.
Correct.
And that is the year that The Love Boat premiered on ABC.
Oh, was it the something princess, right? Was
the yes, the Pacific Princess.
The Pacific Princess. That's
yes.
Right, yeah.
So The Love Boat originally aired on ABC from September 24th, 1977 till May 24th of 1986. The show was based on a book titled Love Boats by a woman named Geraldine Saunders, who was the first female to become cruise director for Princess Cruises.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
So before The Love Boat became a weekly TV show, ABC tested the waters with three made-for-TV movies, which acted as pilots.
Yeah.
And then they turned it into the show. The one-hour sitcom was set aboard the Pacific Princess, at the time a real-life Princess Cruises cruise ship.
That's
the Pacific Princess's twin sister vessel, the Island Princess, was also used for the show, especially if the show's schedule conflicted with the Pacific Princess's cruises or the annual dry docking.
Right.
The series was primarily filmed on sets in Southern California, but there were times when real cruises were booked and actual passengers played extras during certain scenes that required a more authentic look.
Mm.
Regardless of where the episode was filmed, the actual ship was extensively shown in all of the establishing shots.
Oh, sure. Yeah, the ocean. Yeah.
Yeah. The Love Boat was a destination for countless celebrity guest stars over the years. Each week, stars from both the big and small screens would make appearances, including Betty White, Joan Collins, Alan Thicke, Gene Kelly, and even Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan was apparently on the Love Boat, yeah.
Okay.
But Florence Henderson, Mrs. Brady,
yeah.
She boarded the Pacific Princess a staggering 9 times.
Did she really?
9 times. And in one episode, she guest starred with Robert Reed, a.k.a.
Mr. Brady,
right? Though they were in separate segments. In one scene, the two bump into each other at a buffet table, exchange a questioning look, shrug, and continue on their separate ways.
Very cute.
Yes.
So wait, just remind me, because I haven't watched The Love Boat in many, many years. Did the celebrities play themselves?
I don't.
In the show, or did they play characters? I can't remember.
I don't know. I think characters, but I'm not sure.
All right.
Yeah. In all, 32 past and future Academy Award winners guested on The Love Boat, including the best actress from the very first award ceremony in 1929, Janet Gaynor.
Wow. What a get.
Yeah. Right?
What a get.
Yeah. So every episode contained several storylines, each written by a different set of writers working on one group of guest stars. Each episode typically featured three storylines. The three storylines usually followed a similar thematic pattern. One was typically centered around the crew, and that was straight-ahead comedy. The second would typically follow more of a romantic comedy format. And the third storyline would usually be the most dramatic of the three, often offering few, if any, laughs and a far more serious tone.
What a cool idea, though, to weave.
Yeah, you know, all three.
Were the stories woven together, or did they just all happen
concurrently?
Yeah.
I've never watched the show, so I don't know the answer to that question.
And I watched it when I was a kid, so I was completely unaware of all that.
Yeah. The series was also distinctive as being one of the few hour-long series ever made for American television that used a laugh track.
Hmm.
I guess half-an-hour shows did that, but not really as much hour-long shows.
Yes, that makes sense. Yeah.
Gavin McLeod, who played Captain Merrill Steubing, Bernie Koppel, and Ted Lang, who was the bartender, are the only cast members to appear in every episode of the TV series.
Okay.
Yeah. The four specials, as well as the last made-for-TV movie. Yeah.
It's a good run.
McLeod later became the global ambassador for Princess Cruises in 1986.
Makes sense.
He played a role in ceremonies launching many of the line's new ships.
Wow.
Yeah. After the show went off the air, the Pacific Princess became a notorious vessel for drug smugglers.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. In 1998, the Pacific Princess was impounded by police in Greece after 25 kilograms of heroin was found on board.
Wow.
According to police sources quoted in the BBC, there was evidence that the ship had become a major tool for drug smugglers in the Mediterranean.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The Love Boat.
The Love Boat, yeah. Oh. After going through numerous owners and financial issues, the Pacific Princess was eventually sent to a Turkish scrapyard in 2013.
You never want to be sent to a Turkish scrapyard, Sarah.
Probably not.
Take it from
me. But industry experts credit the show with the increase in popularity of cruise ship travel in North America and for the resulting demand to spur investment in new ships, new cruise ships.
Yeah.
The show was revived as The Love Boat, The Next Wave in 1998, but that lasted only two seasons. And then it was also turned into a reality dating show in 2022.
Let me guess how that went.
Yeah, it was called The Real Love Boat.
Did it get tent set to a Turkish scrapyard?
Well, it was hosted by Jerry O'Connell and Rebecca Romaine.
Oh, how could it not succeed?
And it featured single contestants on a luxury Mediterranean cruise looking for love.
Yeah.
And it lasted only one season.
One season, so, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tell me another, Sarah.
Right.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with The Love Boat, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play The Love Boat theme by Jack Jones.
I love it. Great one. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You hear that? Just takes you right back, don't you think? It's The Love Boat theme from Jack Jones. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about The Love Boat, because it debuted in 1977. That was our Throwback Thursday year today.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right. The Love Boat was based on a book written by the first female cruise director.
It was one of the few hour-long shows ever made that used a laugh track.
And the show is credited with increasing the popularity of cruises.
And we're just having a conversation off the air there during the record on Facebook. You know, you see pictures of the Pacific Princess now, and it looks so tiny because we're used to the cruise ships of today.
Massive.
Which are mammoth. I wonder what the capacity was
on the actual
Pacific
one?
Princess.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, we'll have to take a look at that maybe. Or if you know, you can text us at 222-4000 here in studio. Folks want to learn more about the Love Boat, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all right there. Plus, you can watch us live stream every day at 4:10 on Facebook and catch the archives up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't want to post new material. You bet tomorrow, fresh episodes.
Sure am.
4:10.
Absolutely.
We keep it at the same time so we remember to do it.
That too.
That's really what it's about. All right. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic, weather, Elton John, Chicago, and more of your favorites on the way on Legends 102.7.